Brett Hollander back here on WBIL, and we're joined now by Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. J-Mo, happy holidays and happy new year to you.
Yes, it's always when you start in a new year, it's always kind of the end of the football year, or the football regular seasons. The AFC North, we thought there could be a possibility, probably when the month started, that there could be three teams. But I still think it says a lot for this division to get two teams into this playoff.
It does. You have to remember, there's only two wild card winners. So when you have a year like last year, and you get three of your four teams in, two are in as the wild card winner, and even still, getting one team in, Pittsburgh still, I think we know, they ran into some injuries at the end of the year. And that's not a terrible team, and there are far worse teams than the Cleveland Browns as well.
Yeah, and really, I mean, you have to think, if the Ravens and the Steelers didn't have their run of injuries, how good these teams could be entering the playoffs. And with the Bengals, with them being young, I think they kind of grew as the season went along. So I think they're definitely on the upswing. And I think I've said this before. If the Browns, there were about two or three games that they were leading in the fourth quarter, one time against the Ravens, and they just couldn't hold that lead. Put those three losses and make them three wins, and they would be in the playoff hunt towards the end of the season. So I think from top to bottom, this is one of the tougher divisions. I think you have to at least most people would put this as one of the top three divisions right now in football.
All right, well, you've seen Cincinnati play a lot, Jameson. What do you see from them right now that they weren't doing really in the middle of the season where they were really struggling? It looked like, once again, Marvin Lewis was fighting for his job.
Yeah, and I think it's two aspects. And one, you didn't really see, if you watched them against the Steelers, their running game just could not get going. The Steelers were stacking the box, they were saying, hey, Andy Dalton's going to have to beat them deep, and he really didn't get on track the whole game. But I think what really turned offensively for them was when Ben Jarvis Green Ellis got going and broke long runs. That was the one thing that people, when they signed with the Cincinnati Bengals, they were like, this is a guy who could impact the red zone, doesn't fumble, but he won't give you that big play. And that's what he really did in the middle of the season towards November, December. He just broke off these 20-yard runs. That helped him offensively. Defensively, that pass rush just started getting cranked up. And this is a Bengals defense that can rush the passer without blitzing. They have a strong front four led by this guy, Geno Atkins, defensive tackle in the middle. He has 12 and a half sacks from the defensive tackle position, which is a very striking number. And if they can get that pass rush cranked up and they can get that running game going, they are a very tough team to beat.
Yeah, they have a great defense. I mean, a great defense by any statistical measure right now. Eighth in points allowed, sixth in total defense. Very strong against both the run and the pass right now. Offensively, Andy Dalton has had a pretty inconsistent sophomore year in the NFL, right, Jameson?
Yeah, I mean, he keeps throwing interceptions. He had two of them against the Steelers. And his first pass in the second half was an interception. And the Steelers got it in Bengals territory. If not for the Bengals defense, that could have been a momentum killer. And he could have given that game right back to the Steelers. Another thing is that with Dalton is that when he throws interceptions, he's had about five of them this year that have been returned for touchdowns. So not only are you turning the ball over, but you're giving them a touchdown. And that hurts a team. When you give up a pick six, most times you're losing that game. And he just has to realize that he can't force the issue a lot. He's a guy that he has great anticipation. He's a smart quarterback, but I think there are times when he likes to show that he has a stronger arm than people think, and he risks too much. And when he does that, he oftentimes pays for it.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com with us here on WBAL. Jameson, all the talk of Marvin Lewis and whether or not he's returning or not, is all that put to bed now that they made it to the postseason for a second straight year?
I think so. And now it's come to the point with Marvin Lewis where the expectation now is not just getting to the playoffs. I mean, heading into the season, people were saying, well, this is a Bengals franchise that from 1981 since 1981, 1982, we're talking the Reagan administration, that they have not gone to back-to-back years to the playoffs. Now that they have done that, people are going, well, you got to win a playoff game. And I hear this from a lot of Bengals fans on the blog. What is it going to take for the Bengals to get respect from the national media? And the answer is that they're going to have to win a playoff game. And Marvin Lewis has done a great job of elevating this franchise, but the one thing that has eluded him is getting a playoff win. And this year they're going to enter the playoffs as number six seed. They're either going to play the Patriots or the Ravens, most likely. And they're going to have to beat one of those teams, I think, to kind of garner the respect that they really want.
Yeah, and the fact is they're getting in maybe a 9-win team, maybe a 10-win team, but they'll be the sixth seed, and they'll be on the road in the first round. So, yes, they're in for a second straight year, but it's funny when you think about the criticism projected towards the Ravens from some fans about just being this or just being that. Really take a step back and look at what we're talking about when it comes to the Cincinnati Bengals. They get in for a second straight year, and they're getting in as a sixth seed, maybe a 9-win team, maybe a 10-win team, and they're going on the road in the first round.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's kind of funny because it's a major accomplishment now for this franchise that they went to back-to-back playoffs. You look at a Ravens franchise that for four straight years they've won a playoff game. They just haven't gone to the playoffs. They've won a playoff game. So the Ravens fans, I think sometimes they get a little. You know, they want more now, that they're not satisfied. And for most cities, if you tell them, hey, your team's going to go to the playoffs five straight years, and in four of those, you know, straight leading up to it, they're going to win a playoff game, I think most people would be satisfied with that.
I would think so. I would think so. When we come back with Jameson Hensley, we'll ask him, how should the Ravens and the Bengals play this one on Sunday? And we'll take a look at those Steelers and Browns as we really conclude the year in the AFC North. That's still to come right here on WBAL.